Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 20 of Screen Champs. I'm your host, Dubs, here with my co-host, the Madman Moan.
What's going on, brother?
What's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I am doing good. My lower back hurts, though.
My lower back has been hurting. Hey, that's life, brother. If your back's not hurting, you're not living. I think everyone's back hurts.
As soon as you are going to hit your 30, your just lower back is just gone.
It's a wrap.
You don't have your lower back.
And so it's one of those things too where, you know, when you're younger, you're like, these older people, they don't understand. And now that I'm 30, I'm 31, I look at someone who's 50 and I'm like, you're a goddamn superhero. Like, how are you alive right now? Because I'm struggling. It's hard.
It hurts. Everything hurts. What sucked too was when, you know, because COVID is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the symptoms, one of the symptoms is like body aches. And I'm like, well, shit, man. I've been body aching for the past 5 years. I think I've had COVID this shit all so along. Long. Like, it just emerged out of me. It's one of those things where I just had, and one day just poof, like, oh man, I'm sick.
COVID symptoms were out of control too. But I just feel like at first it was like, hey, you know, you're coughing, whatever, sneezing. Then it was like, you can't taste. And then the COVID system just covered everything. Like, no matter what kind of sickness you got, you thought it was COVID. It was a weird time. Well, it's still
that it was the worst thing to look up on, like, WebMD as well, because you're like, oh, you know what? I woke up today. I'm a little sore, and I lost taste. I just can't. I had my coffee this morning. It doesn't taste right, which they might have just made a bad batch. But you're, like, looking it up, WebMD, boom, land on COVID.
Yeah, stomach hurts. Oh, yeah, pretty COVID-y.
Have the shits.
It's like, but I just ate a Taco Bell. It's like, no. That's COVID.
It's not that. COVID.
All right. Well, before we get too far into this episode, I'm really excited. This is like my Lil Wayne lighting a blunt at the beginning of a song, kind of just like cool guy moment. It's not really that cool. But today we're going to be reviewing Another Round, which is a Danish film about four middle-aged men. They decide to drink alcohol up to, well, they do different levels. So they drink their blood alcohol level to 0.05, then to 0.1, and then just to to death, essentially, right? They just go hard. Mm-hmm. So we're going to, in honor of that, let me crack this open. Let me see if you can hear it. Ooh, so that's a little Sailor Jerry bottle.
What are you cracking open?
A little Sailor Jerry, a little ASMR. Let me see if I can pour it in if anyone here. Ooh, okay.
ASMR.
There you go. So it's a little Sailor. She's doing a little Sailor and Coke. See, there's a fresh one too. Ooh. Okay.
There you go.
So yeah, it's a little Sailor and Coke for old time's sake, you know. Just trying to hit that 0.5. Little theory, just to see how it goes. We're not going to get drunk on this episode because that would be crazy. We want you guys to be entertained. And we can't be entertaining when we're drunk, but I wouldn't bet on it. And I wouldn't waste a recording on it because there's been plenty of times we're drunk and we're not entertaining at all.
I'm gonna crack open this. I got a Bud Light Tall Boy. I'm going to crack this open. Hopefully the ASMR is going to hit.
Let's do it. Ooh! Ooh, there we go.
I'm headed with a... Should we both drink at the same time and get that ASMR sound?
Let's do it. Cheers, right, bro.
Cheers.
It's good stuff.
I feel like a child that, like, just got out of the pool and ate a sandwich, some Doritos, and just handled the Capri Sun.
I haven't had Sailor Jerry in a long time, brother. It's dark.
All I know about Sailor Jerry is bad memories. Bad memories. And I hate when people are like, let's sell, bro. And just a blackout, just incoming.
When you say I hate when people, I think that's just something that I've said. It's like, hey, you ready to say sale, brother? And you're like, God, no. Not again. Please, not again.
And drink an absurd amount of Sailor. No one teaches you how to drink that, too, though. You just drink it.
Yeah. It's rough. I'm already regretting it. Maybe I'm just going to have this one. It's all right. The other fun fact about Another Round, and we can talk about it more when we get to the review, obviously, is that they actually did drinking training before they even started filming. So they practiced acting while drunk to, like, get ready for the roles, because they realized when they were just drinking without practice, they were not good actors. Case in point, the rest of this podcast, maybe.
Well, it's one thing to be drunk, and it's one thing to pretend to be drunk.
There you go. True. And we're just hitting that 0.5. You know, we can still drive. We can drive right now.
Yeah, we're functional alcoholics.
Well, that's not. No, that's not.
No. Well, that's what one of the guys was like, yeah, we can do this. And he just kept doing it.
he went.
This is my life, brother.
Everyone has a different path. And our path right now, I'm on a path to 0.5, and that's where I'm headed.
That's it. They also have rules. After 8, no drinking. And you have to wake up and immediately hit that 0.5. So.
Yeah, like before breakfast, before you say hi to the kids, everything.
Yeah, you just wake up and rather than brush your teeth, you just take a little swig of some scotch.
There you go. Let's see the Kesha.
Before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Because when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
Hey. Okay. Before we get into another round, though, and get into Kesha's greatest hits, because we'll be here all day, let's talk about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It almost made it into the last episode, but there was a little bit of a time crunch. So here we are, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. First episode dropped on Disney+. WandaVision took the world by storm. What are your thoughts on Falcon and the Winter Soldier, first episode?
You have to give some love to Falcon. You have to. I don't know what type of situations going on here, but I feel like there's a lot of funds happening. There's a lot of GoFundMe campaigns. I feel like we need to start something for Falcon, and I'm surprised no one did in this
He's
world.
He's broke.
My man's broke, dude. And it sucks. It sucks because his sister was like, "No, you can't. You can't afford this. You can't pay for this. You can be, we're gonna lose the boat. We're gonna lose it." I'm Falcon, okay? Then we'll walk in and hit him with my Falcon charisma. And they were like, yeah, dude, you're broke. Did the Avengers not pay? Or did Tony Stark not give you a check when he was alive?
It's wild.
That's fucked up. You can't say that. You can't do that.
What makes me laugh is that I was thinking about what I was going to say about Falcon and the Winter Soldier driving home from work today. And the first thing that came to mind was like, man, my guy can't get a loan. Isn't that crazy? Like, can we get Falcon a loan, please? Like, someone needs to give this man some money. And then you think, like, maybe Kylie Jenner could have helped him out. But, you know, here we are.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't get that. I don't understand that. If you're a superhero, his suit, if he was really struggling for money, could have pawned that suit, bro. Just pawn that. Sell it for scraps. You know when people do that? Their car is just... not working no more. They go to a shop. They're like, yeah, you'll make more money if you sell every single piece. They're like, yeah, but the thing is, I don't want to do that.
every single piece.
Need a car.
And one hubcap at a time, man.
And so his suit, it's just that's all he's got. Looks like, it seems like. It's upsetting.
Yeah. Whoever's giving, there's got to be a way he can get money from someone. There's got to be a way. But whatever. Either way. That was kind of a funny scene, and the guy's trying to take a picture with him, and all that's good. Overall, you know, this show is inevitably going to get compared to WandaVision because they're the first two Disney+ shows, and, you know, in the Marvel Universe, it's not WandaVision. And I guess that for me, that was probably the most disappointing thing, right? Like, WandaVision had this really kind of exciting element to it. You know, you don't know what's going to happen, you don't really know what's going on. With Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I mean, the story's going to develop. You literally don't know exactly what's going to happen, but there's not like this weird shroud of mystery. The story's just happening. It's just like, it feels very Marvel-y. It's still cool. I think it's going to be a fun ride. I'm engaged with it. I'm going to watch it. But overall, it's not the same magic we got from Wanda.
It's not. It's definitely not. And I hope that I'll enjoy the scenes of the Winter Soldier and Falcon. Like together, like I did with Paul Bettany and Elizabeth Olsen, their characters. I just like seeing them on screen together. I feel like they just had such great chemistry. So I'm hoping I kind of get the same chemistry.
Yeah,
with these two, kind of maybe like Mel Gibson and
Lethal Weapon vibe.
Yeah,
Danny Glover. Yep.
Danny Glover. I said Donald Glover. That's Childish Gambino. Not the right guy. also not related.
But all looked it up. I know I did. Like, is that his son? Isn't that crazy?
But so something like that, like a buddy cop, maybe funny, charismatic, just cohesiveness. I don't know. I'm excited to see that. Hopefully, I feel like the first episode, you didn't really get any of that.
No, they didn't even talk, right?
They didn't even talk, right?
Yeah. And maybe that goofy ass song. Captain America walked out.
That's, man, that's like the Wish, right? Like the Wish.com, like Wishmark, or like you ordered Captain America and you got that one.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, what the
fuck? The We Have Captain America at Home. It's like Captain America at home. This guy.
It's him with his goofy ass smile. That's weird. I
the Wish.com. Get used to that. That's funny, bro.
Yeah, it looks, and it ends like that. You're like, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
It just ends.
He hit us with that weird little creepy smile and then just bloop, like just went off. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens for sure with that. I don't know.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it should be a good show. I mean, overall, you know, the action, top notch. We're going to, you know, let's give it some credit too just for, I mean, the opening scene. Some people have called it extra. I'm not going to disagree with that. But it kind of showed what Falcon's capable of, what he can do. And it was super cool. I mean, he was going through and, you know, fighting helicopters through this hill and, you know, going into deep through these trenches. And it was a good time overall. So, yeah, I thought the action scenes were pretty cool.
Yeah. And you know what? If that's just a show now, if that's just what this is going to be, a lot of action scenes, then hopefully they're badass.
All right. So let's hop here into our quick hits. I would say overall slow news week, nothing too wild that I guess we really felt passionate talking about, but there's a couple things here that stuck out. The first thing I noticed, and I immediately got scared, is that Vin Diesel's son is going to be playing a young Dominic Toretto in Fast and Furious 9, and you may be saying, Dubs, like, that scared you? And it's because I'm not thinking about me, I'm thinking about the future. You know, I'm thinking about what our kids and what our kids' kids are going to have to go through. And if Vin Diesel is already pulling the strings to have his son be a part of these movies, that just means when Vin Diesel's done, little Diesel's going to hop right in there and take over. And these Fast and Furious movies are never going to end. So I'm worried that my kids are going to go to the movies in 20 years and Fast and Furious 27 is going to be showing. And I just don't want that future for my kids. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right.
That's so weird. And then, so it's gonna be, so his son's gonna play a younger version of him,
yeah, which I guess is actually the best case scenario as far as like for my actual fears. It would be scarier if he was playing like his son, like he went to one of the random countries they were in and they were like, oh, you know, while you thought Michelle Rodriguez was dead, like you had this kid, and then it's like young Toretto, and then he buys him like, you know, a little Hot Wheels car and shit gets real or something, you know. So it's good that he's just playing a flashback version of Vin Diesel, because that kind of actually limits the storylines. Hopefully. Gosh, you never know.
You never know. Someone's like, yes, we need this prequel series.
Oh, no.
We need this. He's going to be in the barrio and with his sister. Didn't they work at a liquor store, right?
Well, I know they had the tuna shop, or because whenever just Brian was like, you know, like, oh, I like the tuna here. He's like, nobody likes the tuna here.
I like the tuna here. Bullshit, asshole. No one likes the tuna here. Yeah, well, I do. Watch your
back! And then they get in the fight.
He's like, I should know this. I've been here for 20 years. Flashback. This is him as a kid working at the tuna shop.
And that's just the whole movie.
It's the whole movie. It's just a whole hour and a half movie.
That's all bad.
This sounds terrible.
Well, no, and what's worse is like to what I feel like confirms my suspicions is they've been indoctrinating the kids. So while I was looking this news up, I found out that there was a Fast and Furious show on Netflix, Spy Racers. It's an animated show, and there's 3 seasons of it already. So this is
Spy Racers.
Yeah, the kids have already been aware of this. And not only that, but in Spy Racers, the main character, his name is Tony Toretto, clearly related to Dom Toretto. So it's all connected, man. It's never going to stop. So I guess I just need to buy into Fast and Furious. That's really the message here. It's like, stop fighting it. Just buy in.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I was excited when have they gone to space yet? They have, right?
I don't know.
They're going to.
If they have. I feel like that's the thing they keep teasing, where it's always like, what are they going to do? Go to space? And then the director like breaks the fourth wall, like, wink, wink. You know, like they're, so for sure it's going to happen at some point.
I want to see that. So if we're going in, let's go all the way in.
Yeah.
I want to see like an ice age one, or I want to see a prehistoric one. Maybe they go to like a time portal or something.
They find happens. A time machine. They're just yeah. racing dinosaurs.
Hell yeah, I'm down.
They'll make it. That's for sure. And there's two more So right now, Fast and Furious 9 is coming out. There's already two more confirmed. Now, they're saying those are the last two. Like, come on.
I thought 9 was the last one. Well, you can't end off of, like, you can't end at 11. You just can't go from 9, 10,
yeah, like, what 11, kind of crazy, be done at 11. Like, you have to end on an even number. You have to end on an even number. That's just basic life rules.
It's like getting gas. You want to try to get that 20. Like, if you're doing $25, $20, you want it to be 20.
Yeah.
You don't want it at like 20.11.
No, it's weird.
Point.
Yeah.
37. It's about maniac, are you?
Yeah. Only, I don't, if you're the kind of person that just fills up your gas and then when it stops, you just take it out, you're a psychopath. That's it. I mean, at least I'm polling two people here and we're saying for sure that you try and find at least something. Either you're going to the closest 10. Or the 25, 50, 75. You know, if you hit a dollar, that's when you win the prize. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Man, this is a sad story, though. But have you filled up your gas and it just stops for you because you don't have any more money into your account?
No, I don't. Is that how gas works?
That's some dark days. Oh, yeah. It leaves a dollar in your account.
That's rough, dude. Well, I've had the opposite situation where I've only had a dollar in my account. So I swipe the card, it checks that there's some money on it, then I fill up my tank and just am blessed the next payday. It all works out.
You're like, Italy, I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna report my card stolen. I'm running this. This is done.
No, it's just you get hit with the overdraft fee and you keep pushing. That's just poor people tax. When if you would have caught me anytime from 2008 to 2013, your boy was getting those overdraft fees like it was nothing. I knew if I was going to buy a monster at the gas station, that there's going to be a $37 fee. I just accepted it and moved on. You know, that was life.
Yeah. If anything, that's just how baller you were. Yeah. You think this was $3? My man, this was a $40 monster. That's the type of man I am.
it's the craziest thing when you think about it. So you just get charged for being poor, and that's how banks work, and that's how the system works, and here we are. Is it messed up or what? Who knows? And speaking of being poor, we got Kylie Jenner here. So okay. I feel compelled to talk about Kylie Jenner because I've seen everyone react so negatively. And here's the thing. It seems like everyone is mad at Kylie Jenner. And I am not. And here's why. I feel like people... Alright, this is exactly what Kylie Jenner did. This is exactly it. Someone she worked with was in a car accident. Apparently, he got messed up pretty bad. That family put up a GoFundMe. When she was made aware of the GoFundMe, it had $6,000 in donations on it. And the goal was $10,000. And she said, I'm Kylie Jenner. Let me help out. I'm going to bless them with $5,000. Now, does she have to do that? Not at all. But she did. Puts it over the $10,000 limit. It's like, wow. She's done so much for these people. $5,000, they weren't expecting? That's great. Then she says, no, I have a huge social media following. Maybe if I post this, people that are following me may be compelled or feel compelled to give. If they do, that's great. So much more help for this family who needs it. She posted on her story, says, hey, if you feel compelled to help, throw the guy some money. If you don't, whatever, who cares? And everyone got mad. Does that seem right that everyone got mad?
No. Are you asking me that?
Yeah.
No, what? Well, how is that wrong?
Mad.
How is that wrong? So she donated $5,000, used her platform to just throw it out there, raise awareness, try to create some more support, and then people donated more. Did it go up? Was it able to go up more?
Well, okay, so here's the politics. So that's what happened. Mm-hmm. This is what people thought happened. This is a little backstory. I don't 100% exactly know how GoFundMes work, so I don't know if they just keep raising. I don't think they do. Otherwise, why would you have a goal ever?
I think they do keep raising.
They just raise automatically. If you hit a number, they just keep going up.
I think if it goes past your limit, they don't say no. It's not like, hey, actually, we got the goal. And they're like, hey, it's like a bid. It's like, oh, we're starting to bid out at $5,000.
Well, no, so you can make more than your goal, but it doesn't move the goal automatically, I don't think.
No.
So it started, when it started, this goal was at 10,000. She put them above that 10,000 limit and then shared it with her followers. The family that started the GoFundMe then said, oh, look at Kylie Jenner. She put this out. She has a huge platform. Let's move the goalpost. Let's make it higher. More people are going to, you know, donate money. We can get more money. Now the goal is at $120,000. So when she first posted it, most people saw it at 60,000. And so people were saying, Kylie, you cheap ass, like you're a billionaire. Why didn't you donate? Why didn't you just donate the 60,000 to like your friend? Like you're a scumbag. We hate you. You know, the wrong people have money. Eat the rich. Boo, boo, boo. You know, all this stuff. So do you think with the 60,000, it's messed up? If she only donated 5,000, but the whole GoFundMe was for 60,000, do you think that would be wrong?
No, you're still giving. You're still giving 5,000.
Well, apparently not, bro. Apparently she's a scumbag. And then when people learned that it was actually 10,000 and she put it over the limit, people were still like, well, she needs to have attention, this and that. Now, look, I don't care about Kylie Jenner. I think she's a crazy person, whatever. She's like 50% plastic, if not more. I don't know what's going on with that family. They're probably all worshiping the devil. They're very scary, crazy people. This is not this is not a defense of Kylie Jenner. This is just to say, everyone that's online and you're so crazy, just relax, dude. Like, stop. Yeah. Just chill out. Like, she gave $5,000. Who cares? What else? She gave $5,000. So what if she could have given more? She gave $5,000. That's dope. Good for her. And she got this family over $120,000. Like, what's up? That's great.
Yeah, it's she gave $5,000. Like, at the end of the day, you still gave money. You still did it. And at that time, she made it over the limit. They just jump into conclusions. People jump into conclusions all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's weird. Like, let's say she was moving money around, or she, her legal team was like, hey, you can only give $5,000 right now, but then we could probably give some more. But right now, we can only do $5,000 because that's what it's approved, and you got your money tied up so you don't just spend stuff willy-nilly.
I'm laughing right now because I know when you're saying all that, what you're really saying is like, look, I've had money tied up in my gambling account. And, you know, sometimes those are bonus funds. You can't just pull out everything right away. So, you know, although it looks like I have $5,000, I don't actually have $5,000, but I will. You got to give me a couple days to flip it, though. And then I got to bring it into Bitcoin and then convert it. And then we'll be good.
And so that's exactly it. What it is.
And I don't know if that's going to be funny to anyone else but us, but if you're on Bovada, you know, with those bonus funds, you got to do what you got to do, baby. You know what I'm saying?
We got to hit the playthrough.
Yeah, we're trying to get rich one way or another.
Yeah. It'll just give you that money. It's not free money. Anytime you get a bonus, anytime you're like, hey, sign up and you get this, it's not what it seems.
It's never as good as you think.
There's more to it.
Oh,
she still gave $5,000, man. She gave $5,000. She didn't need to. Right? Like, it's not like everyone should not expect something.
But I feel like all this energy should be like going towards the fact, like, look, the fact that it's crazy that we use GoFundMes in this way anyway, like, people shouldn't have to go to GoFundMe to like fund a surgery so they can live. You know, that's so crazy. It should be for stuff like a, you know, a passion project or you're making a product. Like, the fact that people have to use it for health reasons blows my mind. Now, I don't have all the answers. I'm not saying we should socialize medicine. It should be, I don't know what to do, but I feel like a lot of that energy can be aimed at someone other than Kylie Jenner. That being said, if we're going to like rob her, like let's rob her or whatever. I'm trying to get a piece of that pie too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm also saying like, yeah, don't expect, you know, something from someone, but if I worked for Kylie, I would expect some money.
Oh, he didn't work with her. He had worked with her in the past.
Oh, I still would expect a little bit of it. Hey, remember that one time? No. Hey, I was there.
Hey, but I mean, she posted it, bro. She's got so many followers. Like, man, I mean, she got so much money. I feel like they wouldn't have got, but whatever. I just say, if you're mad at Kylie Jenner, you know, you need to look in the mirror and figure out what you're really mad about. Again, if we're going to rob her, let's rob her. I'm down. Like, she doesn't deserve all that money. I know me and you, we'd be different. We'd be better. We'd help people. 100%. Let's get that money.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But this is why I'm just so annoyed with people, is that they're making me like defend Kylie Jenner. I don't want to defend Kylie Jenner. Like it's the last thing in the world I want to spend my time doing. But here I'm just seeing people online. I'm like, you guys are crazy though. Like, chill out.
Someone's like, you're the biggest Kylie Jenner fan. You're like, no, you guys are lunatics.
Yeah, no,
you guys are making me upset. I had to come out and tell y'all. Like,
This is not how I want to spend my Wednesday night. I'll tell you that much. Let's see. So next in the news, a little less dramatic, we got Hannah Montana. So Hannah Montana celebrated its 15-year anniversary, and Miley Cyrus wrote a letter to herself, kind of thanking just everyone involved for the show, which I feel like is a big welcome change from, like, when I saw that this was trending initially, like, oh, Miley Cyrus, you know, 15-year anniversary of Hannah Montana, I was like, bro, like, someone attacked her on that show, like, it's gonna be problematic, like, who's the creator, because, like, something happened with iCarly, and I'm like,
oh, man, yeah,
like,
that guy's a weirdo.
This is gonna be dark, dude, like, what's going on behind the scenes? Thank God this was just a nice little message.
Yeah, I mean, brother, I feel like you're selling it short. She sent a letter to Hannah Montana, and Hannah Montana responded.
What?
Created a Twitter account. It's a fresh new account. I followed it today. Fresh new account. Responded back and said, thank you. It's only been a decade.
Okay, so that's huge. I did see that response. I didn't realize that was a brand new account. I almost clicked on the account just to be like, what has this account been doing for the last, like, what, like, it's just been... It's just been like anytime someone tags Hannah Montana, they're like, hey, still here. But that's okay for sure. So new account. All right.
New account. But yeah, I mean, in all seriousness, it's just so dope to see Miley Cyrus kind of embrace her childhood, embrace that show, and just embrace that role that she was in. It was pretty much the start of her. Yeah, her dad is Billy Ray Cyrus. But this kind of took over the world. And it's good to see her embrace that and not look at it and be like, ugh, that's bad, or like, ugh, like, I can't believe I did that. And it's dope, it's wholesome, it's very wholesome, it's very dope.
That's awesome. I mean, it's cool because you've seen so many child stars. Even, I mean, when I think Hannah Montana, I also think Even Stevens right there, and, you know, Shia LaBeouf and everything he's gone through. And I know his time as a child star was not pleasant with his dad and things like that. So it's cool to hear a situation where we didn't completely ruin someone's life, even though some would say, if you look at Miley Cyrus right now, it's like, well, she's a little crazy, so you never know. And she did go through that phase where she was doing a bunch of rap music, so who knows?
Well, it's funny, too, because Hannah Montana sent flowers to, like, fans and just people that have supported her over the years. Like, uh-huh. Sent some to Joe Jonas and his wife. And send some flowers to Quavo and Migos. Because they have this really absurd song called Hannah Montana. Montana. Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana. Montana. It's the craziness that happened. And Hannah Montana was a big fan of that song. shared some love. Threw them some flowers. I think that was dope. Because when I heard... You know, so me and my sisters love Hannah Montana. We watched it. I think I watched the movie. And I am a personal fan of Miley Cyrus. I think she's awesome. I think she's great. I'm still waiting for my flowers from Hannah Montana. I think I wrote to her maybe like 15 years ago. I think I might have sent her a letter. So I'm hoping for that bouquet.
I'll hit her up on Twitter.
Something like, so yeah, I need to slide into those DMs and be like, hey, remember me? Yeah. She has this really dope NPR Music Tiny Desk concert that she ended up doing like at home. And she does this really good cover of Mazzy's Stars, Fade Into You. But she's dope, man. She's a dope person. I might just watch the last song.
Yikes. Like, soon. Well, hey, I mean, you don't have to do that. You know, we can support her in other ways. But no, watch
the last song. Follow her. Give her a follow. Yeah. Give her a follow on the Twitter handle.
It had a ton of likes, that's for sure.
And listen to Hannah Montana by Migos on your way to work. It's a bop for sure. It's going to get you pumped. To get your pop for sure.
There you go.
I definitely listened to it. I definitely got some looks.
And Miley Cyrus, I feel like all time, obviously Party in the USA, banger. You know, everyone knows that.
Party.
And then We Can't Stop. I mean, any time of day, I'm ready for that song. That's just a bop all time.
There was that weird phase, though. We don't talk about that.
But yeah, when she was, like, wearing the Jordan jersey in the club, half perp, with my shades on. Yes, it was weird, bro. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Super weird.
And another thing we didn't really talk about today, but it's a big thing happening in the news, is the David Dobrik stuff.
Yeah.
The only thing, and we don't need to get into it, but this is now something that's just always going to make me laugh and think about because of the show, is they keep talking about this video that happened in 2018. And all I can hear in my head is Chris Harrison going, yeah, from a 2018 lens, yeah, it's not that bad, you know?
Oh,
and
God.
And so, for, so now.
It's when you not, hold that under the lens.
Look. It's not a good look.
No, it's not a good. Well, Rachel, is it a good look in 2018 or is it not a good look in 2021?
It's because there's a big difference.
No matter what, no matter what's going on or like what's being talked about, if it happened in 2018, I'd be like, well, bro, I mean, from a 2018 lens, yeah, I mean, 2020, obviously, that's bad, but not the 2018
lens. Bro, I feel like, like just everything he said, too, it's like, a few girls got dressed up and went to a party.
Yeah.
And what's the big deal?
Oh, my God. David Dobrik needs Chris Harrison to defend him.
The woke police is out there.
That's full circle, man.
Fast forward to the robotic responses.
I was wrong. I should have known. It's always wrong. It doesn't matter what year it is. Every year, name a year. It was wrong then, too. Yep, even that year. Yes.
And we're just being dumb. We're just being dumb. That's all it is. It's hilarious.
Well, me and
it
you, is funny. Yeah. Well, it's not my fault. I thought. I mean, I'm just letting you know what I went. Now it's I hear 2018. I think. Well, I just think about the lens.
Freaking Chris Harrison, man. And he got They got rid of him. He's not on the show.
Well, it's an absence. I mean, we don't have that in the show notes either. But apparently, he is getting a lawyer and stuff. I feel like if they take him off the show, that's kind of wild. So, like, completely, I understand, like, taking a season or two off. But if they're like, he's not going to be the host of the show anymore, I think we need, like I said, I totally understand a couple months off. I don't think my man should be out of a job completely.
We're all disappointed in Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, you know, it's like, why'd you get canceled? It's like, because I didn't cancel someone. It's like, wait, what you mean? It's like, well, everyone's trying to cancel her. I said, not so fast. And then they got me instead. I distracted them. And then they came and got me. It's like, damn, well, all right.
He's going to go on Cameo and just do a...
Yeah, well, maybe he's just waiting until 2022. And he's like, if you guys look at this through a 2022 lens, you'll see that I need to be back on the show. Clearly.
We're looking at this way differently now. Sheesh.
Thank God they made these new lenses.
That's funny.
Good old Chris.
What's up? I know this also isn't in the show notes, but did you see the thing about Jensen Karp and with the shrimp tails and the Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I saw that there was shrimp tails and a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and that's literally all I saw.
You know what's crazy too, though? Like, so that's obviously like the thing that got big, but then what got even bigger is that guy is married to Topanga. From Boy Meets World.
What?
So Topanga was trending because they just found out that, like, he is married to her. And, so it's like, it's just because of, like, they, like, you know, did a deep dive. They're like, who's this guy? Jensen Karp. And married to Topanga. Like, plot twist. And then Topanga was trending because of him. That's how little this guy is.
If you're married to Topanga, bro, like, I mean, we're talking about all-time childhood crush for me, at least. Like, Topanga Lawrence, that's a big deal, bro. Corey Matthews hit it big. This guy, I mean, he's a good guy. I hope he's treating her well. But I mean, when you talk about, Boy Meets World, man. Shout out to Topanga, bro. Shout out to Topanga. She was smart about her business. Yo, those were the days.
That's your girl. That's the girl.
Yo?
That's the one. That's the one you go home with.
Yo.
Where can we watch Boy Meets World? I'm trying to watch
it. Ooh, I don't know. I downloaded all the seasons. I have it on a hard drive. So if you want to borrow my hard drive, I have all of it.
You got to burn that. I'm trying to get some burn CDs again. You know, I'm trying to get some burn DVDs. Like, I want a booklet of them.
That's beautiful, man. I have a booklet with quite a few burn CDs in them. The only problem is disk drives don't really exist anymore.
My car has it.
Your computer has one?
No, my car. I can throw CDs in there.
Oof. Yeah, man. Enjoy it while you can, bro. I almost wanted to just get
one that you gave me, I think, that I still have. It was just, I think you must have bought like 100 CDs for like $20, and you just started burning shit. And then you were like, "Hey, there's these songs I listened to this week. I just burned them. I made you a copy, so vibe out."
I mean, it like sounds like me.
Absurd hip hop songs.
I mean, this is for, you know, for anyone listening, I'm just going to say this is all a crazy joke.
Everyone did. Come on. Yeah. Hey,
Napster was a phenomenon. All right.
So what if I got LimeWire, Soulja Boy, Crank and Tell That?
Like, yeah, it's not so what? Into it.
Yeah. But there were 7 versions of it. Yeah, of course. It was, everything had its own little flavor to it. Don't worry about it. Get out of here.
But yeah, so don't steal stuff, guys. Pay for it. Now I pay for Spotify like a law-abiding citizen, and I have 17 different streaming services. So if I download a movie every once in a while, sue me. All right, what do you want me to
you
do?
You changed, Dubs. So you changed, man.
Yeah,
you're so corporate.
Honestly, I'm just lazy, bro. It's like the you know, it's like, oh, I gotta download it, and it's like, oh, the links are down. You're like, hey, can you re-upload this? Thanks, brother. It's like, ah, just who is
time. Talking about old shows too. Shout out to Dubs. He got me that Paramount Plus login, and I'm able to watch.
Oh yeah,
Laguna Beach and The Hills and Daria. I've been trying to watch Daria for the longest. So shout out to streaming services. Paramount Plus. Now I'm on Team Paramount Plus. I'm all about Paramount Plus.
And the other thing, too, about Paramount Plus, something for any of the Challenge fans out there. So, first of all, we've had powerhouse episodes almost every week. The final is imminent, coming up soon. But what's even more imminent is literally next week on Thursday, like 4 days after this episode comes out, on Paramount Plus, they're starting a new season on the Challenge, exclusively on Paramount Plus, and that's the Challenge All-Stars. So,
yes.
I mean, get hype. If you don't have Paramount Plus, what are you waiting for? Hop on that immediately.
Paramount
more Plus. Challenge. There's going to be 2 seasons of the Challenge airing at the same time. What more do you want in this world? This is peak humanity. This is what we're here for.
Paramount Plus.
All day. Let's see. So we actually have some movie news here, and this is Disney keeps moving stuff around. So Cruella and Black Widow are going to theaters, even though they pushed them back, but they're also going to Disney Plus with that like $29.99 fee.
Jeez.
And then Luca, the movie that we talked about a couple weeks ago, the two kids in the Italian seaside,
like each other.
Who yet may or may not be in a relationship, but are definitely in a friendship. Is going straight to Disney Plus and not to theaters, kind of going the route that Soul went. Why did Soul and Luca go to Disney Plus only? Like, why are they doing it for free? Like, why are they charging for these other ones but not these ones? It can't be based on quality because Soul was so good.
Oh yeah.
So I'm not sure what I just don't understand. Like, is there a reason behind this? Like, do you know the reason? Can you help me here?
So I think they're going to Disney Plus because they're animated. They're kind of like cartoons and stuff.
Yeah, but so Ryan the Last Dragon was animated, and that went to the premiere access, $30. Like, why is Luca gonna be free?
They probably just did some numbers. Some number of people were like, yeah, we're not gonna, it's not tracking well. Not a lot of people are gonna come. Let's just give it out, and just, you know, we've seen that like just throwing it out there for free, we could still get some revenue. We're probably gonna make close enough. It's not even worth it. Let's just run it like this.
Well, I mean, I don't know. So these are the scenarios I've run in my mind. And
okay.
I'm sure there's clearly smart people at Disney because they have more money than me. Yeah. So I just wish one of them would tell me what's going on. So I thought about that. Like, maybe they're not thinking the movie's going to do that well. But you already have that built-in excuse. Why not put it out anyway? Like, who's it hurting? It's like, oh, it didn't do that well. It's like, yeah, well, people are scared about COVID, this and that. You can release it on Disney Plus and also release it in theaters. Like, I feel like you're not... Like, the only thing that can happen is you'll make more money from the theaters and you'll still have subscribers on Disney Plus. It feels like a no-brainer. And then if you do the $39, like, because the ones that are $30 are also showing in theaters, so people kind of have the decision. Should I go in theaters or should I watch it at home? But if you give it out for free, whatever. Whatever. And then lastly here, this is not really news. This is just, if anyone's been watching Floribama Shore... This guy Gus is out of control. So I really don't have much to say about it, but I feel like this guy's crazy right now. Like, I'm watching the show. It's literally what started out is like a fun show. We're now 4 seasons in, and it's really like I'm just sitting here concerned for these people. Like, this guy, he's looked crazy since he came in the house, and he's walking around with like a leather jacket on, like with a cut on his face, like Scarface. And he's just yelling at everyone and crying and screaming and getting mad. He's weird. Yeah. He's a weird guy.
I think he self-inflicted that scar on his face.
Like, well, that's intense.
He hurt himself for a look.
Oh my gosh. But that's a vibe that's he gives off. That's actually not surprising at all. Like, if that happened, I wouldn't be remotely surprised.
At first, I was like, no, I get him. And the more I see it, it's like, oh no, this guy is...
psycho.
This guy is trouble. He is out of control, crazy. And I don't know, what I'm trying to figure out is, obviously he has some issues. So I don't know if it's more of the alcohol that he consumed throughout these like four seasons. Because everyone was just binge drinking. Or he is not doing well coming to terms with him being the weirdo. Like, he is the crazy guy on the show now.
Yeah, but he didn't have to be. Like, he could have just been the normal person.
His whole thing is that he just can't. He's so jaded. Everyone leaves him, I guess.
Well, yeah, it's like, wouldn't you leave? Like, I'd leave. Every time I see him on the screen, I'm like, bro, you guys need to leave this guy. Like, he needs help. And then the last episode, he literally sprinted away, which is probably the best case scenario. It's like, should we chase him? Like, God, no. Like, aren't you tired of being yelled at?
Yeah, and I texted Dubs this, because I was like, man, like, there's no way this is not scripted. There's no way this, like, they planned for all this. They had to, right? Or do you think this is for real? He for sure sprinted because he stole someone's freaking hair blower and was upset that they called him out on it.
And that was weird, too. Like, it's all just been so weird. But it might be scripted. But I guess if it is, it's like, y'all couldn't have scripted something better. I also still fall into this category where I'm like, oh, it's reality TV. Like, it's real, right? And I know it's never as real as you think, but I don't know. I'd like to think, I hope that's not scripted, because if it is, like, cringe, bro. Super cringe. Super cringe.
Yeah, we're Team Jeremiah, for sure. Team Jeremiah, let's go. I'm just kidding. I don't even know if you're Team Jeremiah.
I feel like I'm not Team any of them. I think I just like Kodai. I just like Kodai and
Kodai Butts.
And Kirk. Yeah, Kodai and Kirk just sitting there drinking, and they seem to handle their liquor better than everyone else, so they just kind of get drunk and have fun, and everyone else is a mess.
What is that?
I don't know.
They're vibing. They're having fun. Yeah. They're chilling.
They're still just chilling.
They're like the normal people on the show.
Yes, 100%.
Nilsa's pregnant, so she's not going to be wild. Candace is wild.
Yeah. And Nilsa, honestly, I like Nilsa too. Nilsa's just one of those things where it's like, she's just annoying because, like, you know, it's like one of those things where, you know, when you're friends with someone, they can never see it. Like, they're being taken advantage of. And it's like, all right, like, and she's like, oh, like, he always does this. It's like, well, you always fucking let him. Like, you know, it's like, just stop, please. Like, since you can, it's like, if it's going to upset you, just either stop doing it or stop coming and talking to me about it, because it's obnoxious to hear about it so often. So she's one of those, but she's a good person. And I like Nils on the show.
Yeah, I'm happy she got her barrel jested, freedom fighter that she was looking for.
Just barrel chested wild freedom fighter.
Yeah. It's a wild description for a man that she was looking for.
Yeah, and it's not only that, but because they're all just in a house together, all that energy just keeps circling around to, like, the same people over and over. So it's kind of awkward. And it's just really, honestly, not that fun to watch, like, as a viewer. So hopefully they figure that out for us.
Hopefully they find it.
That is one of my favorite things that they do in reality TV is, like, where they have, like, they show the producers. And that's how they ended the episode. Like, Gus just starts sprinting away with his leather jacket on. And the producer's like, should I chase him? Like, what's going on? Like, I love
it. They're in the car, Nilsa. Yeah. And her pregnant self is like crying, like, we need to find him.
That's so funny.
Ah, it's so weird.
Yeah. Well, that's wild. So that means, I mean, obviously I'm gonna watch the next episode. It's a double episode, so we'll see how it goes.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. But here, let's hop into our review here of another round. Let me pour my second drink, which will not be as strong as the first one because
I'm gonna get a good chug in on my Bud Light.
Ooh, all right. Second drink, not as strong, but still, you know, put a little hair on your chest. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This is what we do out here. But... all right. So our review tonight is another round. Like we said before, this is a Danish film, and it is a two-time Oscar nominee. So it's being nominated for Best International Picture and Best Director Thomas Vinterberg. The story is four high school teachers consume alcohol on a daily basis to see how it affects their social and professional lives. And the four high school teachers are Mads Mikkelsen. He's someone that, you know, most people in the U.S. know. Yep. Thomas Bo Larsen, Lars Ranth, and Magnus Malang. It's a power move with that last name. It's a dope-ass name. I don't know if that's a stage name or not, but his name is Magnus. That's cool. And the Rotten Tomatoes here is going to be a 92% for the critics and a 91% for the audience. So this is a kind of highly rated film all the way around. Madman, what are your thoughts on Another Round?
I did not know this movie was going to be in Danish the whole time.
Oh, you didn't know it was a foreign film?
No, bro. I was 5 minutes in, and I was like, I do not understand. I put my volume up. I was like, what are they saying? And I looked, and I was like, maybe I goofed up, but the settings. And the only language I had, it was Danish. And I was like, what the f-? And then it all made sense. Like, international movie, like, freaking Mads Mikkelsen. I was like, oh, okay. So then I threw the subtitles on. And then I understood the movie.
Yeah.
But I was doing that thing where I was like, I think I know what they're saying. It sounds like gibberish. So I felt like stupid, but yeah, once I fixed that, I thought it was great.
Well,
was
also huge power move to this movie. The subtitles like didn't come on automatically, which I guess is like, it's not a big deal, but like when I started it, I was like, oh my God, are there no subtitles? And I mean, I just turned them on, but I was just expecting them to start with the movie. Maybe, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. But I think one of the biggest things that I enjoyed was just this culture there in Denmark. That Denmark culture seems like it's freaking dope, dude. It seems like,
yeah,
it's a place I want to live at. Well, they do drink. Very, very carefree. Yeah, they're okay with like underage drinking too. It seems like it's a rite of passage that they embrace, not something that you have to like sneak around and hide. And it yeah. seems like they're like, yeah, you just graduated from high school, great, here's this endless amount of alcohol.
Well, I think the drinking age is 16 in Denmark.
That's out of control. Well, that makes sense then, yeah, because there's a point where his wife was like, I don't care if you drink, this whole freaking country drinks. And I was like, what? That's kind of rude. Plot twist, like drinking age 16, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes even more sense when Mads Mikkelsen's like, how much you drink a week? Come on, come on, tell me. And then the student, because he's a teacher, right? And then, well, they're all teachers, but in one of his weird classes, and one of the students is like, well, I drink on Tuesdays, I do drink on Thursdays, drink on Saturdays as well, so I do drink a lot.
Yeah.
Like, what? This is crazy. How do you just talk about this in open, whatever.
But and no, that kid was like, I drink like 55 drinks a week. It's like, hey, this guy is out of control.
Yeah, he's been handling that 0.5. So the goal is look, here's my assessment too, right? My assessment is Mads Mikkelsen, he is going through a tough time, right? He's been out of it. He has been stressed out, or I feel like he's already been drinking. And then him and his buddies go out, they start drinking, they start talking about this freaking theory that you could navigate being at 0.5% or whatever with alcohol, 0.05. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to just drink while I'm at work. Tells his buddies like, hey, you know that theory? I just tried it out today. And his buddy's like, what? Really? For real? I was like, yeah. It's good. I had a great class. And then they all start doing it. And then they all start doing it more. And then they just start masking their alcoholism with this freaking thing. And then obviously it gets out of control. So I think it's all like a kind of like a pyramid scheme. Like Mads Mikkelsen was already struggling with this, convinced three buddies to get drunk with him. And then they all just started getting drunk. And they're like, yeah, we're going to type up this freaking research thing. We're going to handle it.
But Matt, it wasn't Mads Mikkelsen's idea to do it. Wasn't he denying drinks from the get-go? Like, he didn't want to drink.
Because I think he was already struggling with him. So my theory is that he was already struggling with alcoholism.
Interesting.
That's why he was saying no. But I don't think that's what the director intended. I think the director intended that he was already going through a tough time and then used that. And I think they all used that alcohol to kind of let loose because they all were unhappy with their life at that moment. But I think he heard that and he was like, bro, I'm in. I could drink at work now because my friend said that we could do it for a theory. We're going to test out a theory.
Fair enough.
I'm just going to get friggin' hammered.
I did not see it that way at all. I mean, not even a little bit. I will before we go any further, I led you astray. So the drinking age in Denmark is 18. That's how old you need to be to drink, like, at a bar or at a restaurant. Uh-huh. But there are no restrictions on children 17 and under who drink, like, at home or, like, if you're in the park. Like, it's just considered not a big deal. You just can't drink at the bars. And apparently the police are very lenient about drinkers unless they're, like, violent or causing a disturbance.
So anyone can drink.
Essentially, yeah. It's pretty much just anyone could drink unless you're causing a disturbance or they're pretty serious about drunk driving.
So Madman Moan Dubs, back in their early, you know, 11s, 12s, 13s.
Uh-huh.
We could just drink a 40 at a park.
And it's chilling.
As long as I don't get over
2 points. Like, we wouldn't be able to buy it, but they wouldn't stop us if we were doing it.
If they just saw us with a freaking Miller High Life.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that's not weird.
According to whatever fucking random website I'm looking at. So it could just, I mean, that could have just been someone's Twitter account, really. I mean, he could have said anything. I could have wrote it in a Word document. I don't even know, but I'm pretty sure that's what's going on.
Show that to, like, hey, look what I just pulled up, okay, buddy? I could drink. It's not a big deal.
I see text on a computer. I'm relaying the information. This is all I can do.
Well, the cop probably be drinking with you.
Yeah, right?
You got any more of that, kid?
So your analysis of, like, Mads Mikkelsen already had a problem.
He's selfish. Yeah.
First of all,
I think he's selfish.
I think Mads Mikkelsen was so good in this. I'm so used to seeing him as just kind of this bad guy. Kind of shoehorned into this bad, because he looks like a bad guy, or I feel like he really plays well in American cinema as the bad guy. It was super weird seeing him in a role where he was just a dad, like an uninspired husband, dad, and school teacher that was just kind of sitting there, like, going through the motions. And that's kind of where I feel like everyone was at. You know, I think the story was, like, about camaraderie. I think it was kind of about friendships. And, you know, obviously it explored alcohol at each level, right? You know, kind of the social drinking and then, you know, going to excess and all the problems that come from that. And it's interesting reading people's takes from it, because I read a lot of people saying this movie made me not want to drink. I mean, as you can see from me, I went and bought a bottle after I watched it for this podcast, because I was like, it made me want to drink a little bit.
Yeah.
To just kind of, you know, see what they're talking about and kind of, you know, loosen up and get that 0.5 vibe and see if it's a real thing. So it's not. I'm falling apart right now. No, I'm just playing.
I know you've thrown up twice.
Yeah.
I know you're going to cut it out. But
but I thought the movie was a ton of fun. It's one of those scenes where I have nothing bad to say about this movie, but I know it's one of those things where I just feel in my heart that people from, like, Denmark, I know that Danish people are watching this movie and they're getting more out of it, I think. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it totally does. And so I loved it. I kind of embraced this culture it portrayed, and it seemed like that's just kind of what they do. It is a little bit differently. But I was like, oh, yeah, it's going to be Mads Mikkelsen. He's going to just be getting hammered. And that's the whole movie, because I didn't read what the movie was about. But the camaraderie, I love it so much because I invested myself in each character. It was more than just Mads Mikkelsen's character. And that's dope. It's kind of hard to do that because it starts off with freaking Mads Mikkelsen's Martin, his character. But then you see Tommy, and then you see Peter, mm-hmm. and then you see Nicola, and you kind of embrace them, like how they're embracing each other. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. There's a lot of heart. There's a lot of, for sure, a lot of camaraderie. And it's funny because they're a lot older than us, too.
Yeah.
Right? They're, like, in their 40s. But you could still connect to them. Just because we're younger doesn't mean that they're so far off. Like, that camaraderie, just taking care of one another. And all struggling, they're all struggling, right? And then they kind of do this as a way out, and they embrace it. That's beautiful. I thought that was dope. I love this so much, because they're doing it together. They're all struggling, different reasons, but they're doing this. They're using this as a way out, kind of feeling. Like, I don't want to say feeling young, because I don't think they were trying to feel young, but I think they were trying to feel hopeful again. They were trying to feel, you know, get that freaking fire that they had. Because their lives were just kind of not going the way they thought it was going to go.
Yeah. I think there was it was really cool the way they used it almost as a it almost worked as like a jumping off point where because of the alcohol they were kind of able to be honest with themselves about what they wanted, what they expected, what they weren't getting out of their lives and what they wanted to get out of it. And they and so it was because, you know, there's some great moments where, you know, occasionally in the movie the blood alcohol level that they're at will pop up on the screen. And yeah. One of the best moments in the movie where, you know, Mads Mikkelsen, he's kind of like reconnecting with his wife, 0% blood alcohol level. And so but it the alcohol got him to the place where he was like, I want to reconnect with her, you know, like I want to, you know, fix that and figure that out. And so we're going to do this camping trip or whatever. It was really cool moments like that where they, you know, and again, there's the levels, right? So it starts out like, oh, it's just a little bit. And then, of course, they drink to excess and stuff gets crazy. But I thought that was interesting. And I thought that was a really unique way to use it and kind of approach it. I know that the director, his daughter died, I guess, three or four days into filming the movie.
Really?
Yeah. And and she was actually going to play a role in the movie. And so they kind of reworked some of the script to make it a more like life-affirming movie.
Yeah.
Versus I think it was going to be a little more melancholy initially. But they wanted to like give a positive spin on it because of that. It, which is so interesting because I think that's what makes the movie great. Is that just how it does feel like that. It's, I mean, by the end of the movie, I literally had chills. Like I was because the ending of the movie is so great. The last scene is so awesome.
Yeah, it's so good.
And I really like the kind of way it told the story. Even it's like the saddest ending, but the most exciting one at the same time, just the way it all comes together.
I remember one of my friends was like, I was going on a date, like prepping me up. And I was like, oh, take a shot before you go. I was like, why? It's like, so you're not nervous. So you're not weird. So you just, you're yourself. You're a little bit more capable of being yourself. When you do it right, you know, when you get that 0.5, you know, like the 0.5, right? When you get that little level. And then these guys were, you know, things were going better. Things were going better. Deviated because they're testing out this theory. And then 0.10. And then they, and then boom, like they're handling it. I love that scene so much when, you know, Mads Mikkelsen's character is like at 0.10. I think he's hammered, you know, prepped up for his class.
Yeah.
It walks in. The way he's moving around, he looks like a magician. Like nothing is phasing him. They're looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we know he's drunk because we know he's been drinking. They don't know that.
Yeah.
His friends know too, though. They're like us. So they're seeing this happen. They're like, this guy's a freaking wizard. What the hell? And then boom, right, runs right into a freaking wall. Nosebleed. And you're like, oh yeah, he's drunk. Like, yeah. That's what that is. And I like when you said that some people might see this and see like drinking as a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Because of, you know, things that happened in this movie. Do you think maybe like, because in your life, how you grew up, or maybe my life, how I grew up, definitely. There's a lot of drinking involved, right? With just every family, always a celebration, always things.
And yeah.
It's something that's kind of normal, where I was a little bit more comfortable to that because of how normal it is in my life. But then I see the bad things that happen, and I've also seen the bad things in my life as well.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I felt just so kind of like at peace or connected with it. And even though it's a Danish film and it's international, it just kind of connected with me in a level that I didn't think it was going to.
I'm happy to say that my experiences with alcohol, like all my bad experiences with alcohol, just have to do with me being young and getting too drunk. You know, luckily it has nothing to do with, you know, parents or anything like that. As far as like my family and everyone I've been around, alcohol's never been like a problem thing. It's also never been an excessive thing. So it's never really been a big part of anyone's life, but it's never been like, oh, there's a drinking problem. The only drinking problem is just, just me, you know, just throwing up when I didn't want to. You know, that's like, and even then, you know, that's just part of growing up, I think.
Didn't hold it down.
Right? Right? And again, there's four friends, right? And those four friends through this movie have four different experiences. Yeah. And they're not all the same at all. Some are tragic and some are terrific. And so I think that's really, I mean, it's a really interesting way to construct the movie, but you know, it really depends. And that's just, it goes to show there's not one size fits all for everyone. So it's interesting. The movie doesn't really make any I mean, I would argue personally that it's overall a positive stance, and I think, yeah, you know, but I don't think it's heavy-handed in any way telling you to do anything.
You got to keep it at 0.05%.
You know, there you go.
Like you, that's the whole point. Keep it at 0.05% and live a beautiful life.
Yeah.
If you do more than that, you are screwed. No, but in all seriousness, just keep it down. Keep it at a good level. There's a lot of good that happens to it.
You don't have to drink either. You just not drink. I mean, that's the other thing too. Like, it's a fun little experiment, but you can also just drink water. Water's dope too.
If you're nervous for a test, that shot of water is not going to help you out. You gotta take a shot of Patron.
Hydration matters, bro.
Or that Sailor Jerry. You gotta set sail, brother. You gotta set sail.
Amen. Amen. So, how about we rate this one by breath? Will you do breathalyzers?
Breathalyzers does play. I know you, when you watch this movie, you wanted to buy a bottle.
Yeah.
I wanted to buy a breathalyzer and just maybe come up with a scam where I could just scam my uncles into, you know, doing the over-unders and like, getting some money. Which I think would be a great party thing, but I don't think it would play right now because of COVID. Yeah. Maybe once everyone's vaccinated, I could just run that. But
I love it, man. I love it. Hey, you got to hustle any way you can. We can do breathalyzers. We run those.
Yeah, I'm down for the breathalyzers.
All right, so hit us with your score.
Okay, I'm going to go pee real quick, and I'll come back and get the score. Or else I'm going to piss my pants. I'm going to end up like freaking Nicola. Hopefully you keep this. Keep this in the pod because one of the guys pees his pants, and I might do that. This is the fact. This is the study that we're doing.
Hey, man, do your thing. There was one time after high school that I went. This is just me talking to the world now. And my buddy's mom got us two hotel rooms in Santa Monica. It was pretty cool. And then my buddy's got real trashed. And threw up and peed his pants same night. It was a power move, just on the ground in the hotel room, just vomit and urine everywhere. So those are the dangers of alcohol. I would be careful with that. And he also threw up on my shirt, which was funny, but he went and literally bought me a new shirt the next day. So that was pretty cool.
Woo!
Welcome back.
Hey, back, brother. Better than ever.
There you go. All right, ready to drop that score on us.
Hands I am down. Clean,
ready to go.
I am down. So I'm going to rate this one 95.
Ooh, breathalyzers. Okay.
95 breathalyzers. There was a point where, Madman Moan, Sound of Metal, 95. And this movie, I just had the same feeling like Sound of Metal. I know they're different movies, but when I watched this film, I was just so immersed in it. I loved it for so many reasons. And I just think it's a beautifully directed film. It's not too much. It's not too little. It's just a perfect, really good, really good film. Normally, Madman Moan, it's like, the music in it is great. There's none of that. It's just a great ass movie.
Yeah. Hey, the song at the end, though, was pretty great that Mads Mikkelsen was dancing to.
Look, I know I just set this. Dubs, but I don't give a damn, okay? There's so many good songs in this movie. There is so many good songs, and it's so Danish because I feel like these Danish people, right, or just foreign people, I feel like they always love like just those 80s hits or those 90s hits, you know, and it's always that same kind of music, and they always dance to it and have the time of their lives. It's like 2020 in this year, right? It's 2020 in this movie. It's not like it's an old movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Bee Gees, America, right? Okay, for sure. And it's like a joke, but it's so true, though. And I'm not even shitting on the Danish people or Denmark, but I feel like I see that all the time, and I vibe with it so much because I love 80s, I love 90s, I love throwbacks, I love dancing. The song at the end, though, that's the song. That's that hitter.
Oh, yeah.
That's that hitter.
Yeah. He goes in. Mads Mikkelsen makes the song, if you ask me. I mean, the song's great, but he makes it what it is. It's a beautiful
thing. He does. Madman Moan. The classic Madman Moan right there.
Yeah, right. And your three-word review?
My three-word review is going to be have another drink.
I like it. Damn, it's a extremely, extremely close to my three-word review.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, mine's is only one word off from the title. So
yeah.
they kind of hooked me up.
No, so my score here, I'm going to give this one a 90 breathalyzers. I was thinking, so for some reason, 88 was in my head at first. Like, 88 felt right. And I just could not, I couldn't go below 90, though. I just, everything below, like, when I heard 89, I was like, no. This has to be in the 90s. There's something really sweet about this movie. There's something really wholesome about this movie.
Definitely.
There's just, like, we've said it a couple times, but the camaraderie in this movie is great. I just really enjoyed being a part of it, and it felt unintentional. Didn't feel forced. I really liked the whole process. If you're the kind of person like me that doesn't tend to catch a lot of foreign films, this one is on Hulu. It's free. Well, if you have Hulu, obviously, check it out. It's definitely worth the watch.
Definitely. And that movie just has this effect on you. I think today I was even trying to get some friends to goon out. I was like, look, let's go out.
Yeah.
Let's go somewhere and let's all drink.
Yeah, and bro. This guy, Madman's in the group chat like, hey, guys, let's go out. Like, we're recording the podcast tonight, bro. What's going on?
I mean, I was never really going out to it. Just I wanted to freaking be out there and drink and sing songs. I haven't been in the bar like in a year.
Yeah.
But I haven't been in many moments where you're like at the bar and everyone just singing that same song and everyone's vibing out. Just shirtless. Tommy was shirtless. I'm trying to get shirtless and just freaking sing Sweet Caroline, shout out Minnesota, like something like that.
Yeah,
but
no,
I'm just trying to get that level.
I get that, and you know what's funny too is when I was watching it, I literally thought to myself, look, I'm the kind of person when I drink, even when I drink a lot, I tend to be a little more reserved. It doesn't always work out that way, but generally, I'm usually pretty composed. I told myself, I was like, you know what? I need to let loose a little bit more. I literally thought that while I was watching this movie. Like, come on, Dez. Like, let loose a little bit. Like, have some fun. Oh, so
don't do that. Who's going to hold me back? Who's going to hold me down?
No, nah, bro, I'm right both going to
get
you.
Arrested.
I'm right there with you. Oh, I'll never go full Gus. You know, like I said, I'll still be composed. I just want to dance a little bit. You just
sprint down somewhere?
Yeah.
We lost Dez.
Bro, I'm not trying to fight anyone. Bro, I'll get tired, bro. Like, someone like, you want to fight? Like, nope. Are you tough? Nope. I'm just trying to go home, brother. I don't want any beef with anybody, but I'm just trying to dance and sing and get drunk a little bit. You know, it sounds like fun.
There you go. Amen.
And three-word review here is, I've tried to make a new one after I heard yours, but it's just pour another drink. Like, have fun. Keep it going. Obviously, in a positive way where you're not ruining your life and everything around you. But yeah.
Check it out. And keep it 0.05%.
Yeah. Don't get too crazy. Or again, I'm just going to say, just drink water. Like, it's not that serious. You guys don't have to get drunk. Just drink water. Just be yourself. Be happy.
That should be your, maybe drink water. And that's, then there wouldn't be another movie. This whole movie wouldn't have happened.
So next week, you know, we're probably going to review Nobody for sure. And hopefully we can sneak in that Kong versus Godzilla movie, because that would be popping. So we'll see how it works out. Either both of those or one of those will be happening next week. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you later.
Peace.
Hey guys, that sounded great. Can we get everyone to reset? All right, take two.